Now for some news items, and we'll start with a real mixed bag as we hear about an exhibition at St John's Cathedral, which is opening its doors to 75 sister cathedrals. Success for Norwich's wheelchair tennis player Alfie Hewitt, and the retirement after 60 years of fish merchant Malcolm Snelling.
A unique exhibition linking St John's Cathedral in Norwich to the 75 other Catholic cathedrals across the world, also dedicated to St John the Baptist, will be staged during September. Every year, St John's Cathedral in Norwich involves itself in the Heritage Open Days celebration in early September. Each year, tours, displays and exhibitions are put on that reflect the cathedral's Catholic heritage and faith. It was decided this year to expand the event's horizons and to find out how many Catholic cathedrals worldwide are also dedicated to St John the Baptist, and to see how many of these could be featured in a small exhibition. The 76 cathedrals are located in 32 different countries on 5 continents, ranging from the historic cathedrals dating back to the 11th and 12th century in Central and Eastern Europe, through the 17th and 18th century cathedrals of Central and South America, the 19th and early 20th century cathedrals of North America and Northern Europe, right up to the very modern cathedrals in some of the newly formed African countries, and almost everything in between. A true cornucopia of architecture, cultures and people from all round the world.
Norfolk's Alfie Hewitt rounded off the Grand Slam calendar with a brace of final appearances at the US Open in New York. The 19-year-old won the wheelchair doubles title with friend and close rival Gordon Reid, but was narrowly beaten 2-6, 6-4, 3-6 by Stefan Hude in the men's singles final. It was a revenge of sorts for Hude, who, with fellow Frenchman Nicolas Pfeiffer, succumbed to the Hewitt-Reid partnership in the doubles. It was the third Grand Slam title for the British pair, who triumphed 7-4, 6-4. The day had started with world number 3 Hewitt and world number 2 Reid battling it out in a truly epic men's singles semi-final that enthralled the watching crowd for over 3 hours. This was the first time Hewitt and Reid, Britain's two leading wheelchair players, had met at a slam, and it went down to the wire. Hewitt looked set for victory at a set, and 5-3, but Reid hit back and led 5-3 in the deciding set, only for Hewitt to force a deciding tiebreak. That featured match points for both men, but it was 19-year-old Hewitt who hit the winning lob to claim a 7-5, 5-7, 7-6, 10-8 victory.
It has been his place of work for almost 60 years, but a former fish stall holder has waved goodbye to life on Norwich Market after netting himself a well-earned retirement. Malcolm Snelling was just 15 when, having left Alderman Jeck's school, he started working on the city stall that had originally been started by his grandfather in 1918 after the First World War. By the time he finished his last shift, Mr. Snelling had clocked up nearly 59 years on the stall, which is now known as City Fish. He said, "When I first started, you had to walk all the time for the buses. We were very busy back then because we didn't have supermarkets. In those days, people used to cycle and after their night shift used to pick up their fish and take it home to save their wives coming into the city." Mr. Snelling said that, like everything else, has changed. But one thing he hopes will change is being able to see Norwich City more regularly. He said, "I'm a great Norwich fan and I watch them whenever I can, but I'll be able to go more now, won't I?"
Local football heroes were recognised as Norfolk FA held its Volunteers Awards evening at Sprowston Manor. Incorporating the FA Community Awards, the FA Long Service Awards and various Norfolk Awards, the evening celebrated the contributions that clubs, leagues and individuals made to grassroots football in Norfolk during the 2016-17 season. Wimbledon doubles and French Open singles wheelchair tennis champion Alfie Hewitt was the special guest for the evening, alongside The Voice kids star Perry Cook. Norfolk FA had given away more than 120 tickets for the event to ensure as many people as possible could celebrate the achievements of so many in the grassroots game. Norfolk football would be nothing without the hard-working volunteers that give up their time each and every week to ensure that the beautiful game is being played across the county, said Chief Executive Gavin Lemon, who took over from Sean Turner earlier this summer. Our awards evening allows us to reward those individuals and give them a little bit of recognition for all they do. May I once again congratulate all of this year's winners of awards and thank all of Norfolk's amazing volunteers that allow so many to enjoy football within our great county.
Stub it out on the touchline. That's the message from a new initiative called Smoke-Free Sidelines, being launched as a new youth football season kicks off. The Norfolk Football Association and health groups are working with local football clubs with the aim of stopping spectators smoking at the sidelines of youth games and near playing areas where impressionable children and young people can see it. The campaign was first launched in July at the Norfolk FA's largest tournament, the FDC Youth Cup, by NHS Norwich Clinical Commissioning Group, Smoke Free Norfolk, the Norfolk FA, and support from district councils. Since then, 12 clubs have signed up to become champions of the campaign, with Fakenham Town Football Club being the first to get involved. Now each district in Norfolk has a club representing the campaign.
More than half of the £178.5 million Norwich Northern Distributor Road looks likely to open before Christmas. But council bosses, who had originally hoped all of the 12.5-mile road would be open by the end of the year, admit that opening only some sections of the route could heap pressure on a number of other roads. However, after doing traffic modelling, they believe road calming and signals will go some way to easing potential problems. And officers are keen to avoid public criticism if sections of the road were finished but traffic was not allowed to use them. The recommendation to open a more than 8.5 miles of the road has been made to councillors in a report to Norfolk County Council's Environment, Development and Transport Committee. While progress has been trickier on the eastern end of the route, at the western end, construction has reached the stage where final surfacing is underway between the A1067 Fakenham Road and the A140 Cromer Road, with crash barriers already going up along the central reservation. If the good progress being made on the NDR Cromer Road section is maintained, this section could be ready for traffic by the end of October or early November.